establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, here at the network, and of course you're hearing all sorts of propaganda about how you have to get the flu shot, you know, you have to have a vaccine. In the hospitals today, they're requiring the people who work in the hospitals to have vaccination, because after all, oh my goodness, if they don't have the vaccination, why they could come down with the flu and they could contaminate other people. There are all sorts of explanations why we should take the flu vaccine. And yet, if you look at the actual statistics on it, it works very, very poorly. And it certainly doesn't help the elderly. It certainly doesn't help the young. People in the middle, only perhaps 60% of them get any benefit from it, and 40% of them don't. But you don't understand vaccines. Oh, they alter our immune system, but more than that, you don't know what is in those vaccines, and there really are people out there who want to eliminate most of the population of the world. And as incredible as it may seem, you need to get our material on population control, my treatise on population control. You can go up on the Internet and simply type in population control agenda, population control agenda, and understand what these people are really up to. Well, with us this morning is Chuck Ingram, Dr. Chuck Ingram, and he's written a treatise on this. He's telling people of the issues as far as the influenza vaccine is concerned. But this carries over to all the other vaccines that are out there. You don't know what they put in. Did you know that in many countries they put in contraceptives? So in India and the Philippines and in Kenya and many other countries, why women couldn't get pregnant, they probably were eventually forced to take it off when the information came out. But for years, women could not conceive in those countries, or most women, because they took the vaccine. They knew what they were doing. There was a cancer virus in the original polio vaccine, and when they knew it was there, they still gave it. Over 30 million Americans carry that cancer vaccine, and the women give it to their children, and it's part of our makeup today, and it's promoting cancer. One reason why we've gone from one person in 80 getting cancer down to one in two men and one in three women. This is not imaginary talk. This is real. Well, there's so much more we could talk about, but Chuck Ingram, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
It's a pleasure, yeah. Great that you mentioned that the vaccines are high carcinogens, high ones. There was quite a bit of work done early in Europe and in England that, where when they first were introduced in 1988, like Clark, W.B. Clark, his quote, "We did not have to do with much cancer in our society until the introduction of mass inoculation in 1880 or so. And now we're seeing, you know, hundreds of cases of what we never saw before." Even a prominent journal like Cancer Research says that 80% of the leukemias in children are vaccine-induced. My God, Cancer Research, of all things. So I never vaccinate.
But you see, the doctors really don't know this. And certainly, as you well know, professional people, whatever it would be, within the medical profession are never allowed to hear this. They're never taught it in school. They're never allowed to read it in their journals or hear it mentioned in the medical meetings because they're controlled by the very people.
They are controlled. Same Rockefeller Foundation that blew away homeopathy and herbal medicine years ago and all the patent medicines that the natives used to bring and people used to sort of produce on their own. There was a lot of excitement about herbs in 1900 in the Victorian times, and all of that was destroyed to make room for the coal tar drugs and stuff. But, I mean, I'm glad you brought up the subject of vaccine on your show with your audience. This flu vaccine has been heavily inoculated this year, and it's the worst year of flu in 10 years.
Why don't you pick up and tell us what's wrong with vaccines? After all, I mean, certainly we don't want to encourage disease. We don't want people getting sick. So what's wrong with taking the vaccine? Of course, I'm asking that with tongue in cheek.
Yeah. Well, what's wrong is if you just opened up your mind to the research, for example, Maurice Hellerman, God bless his soul, before he dies, what does he do? He goes on and gets an interview. He's the guy who produced modern vaccination. He said, vaccines are the bargain basement of modern medicine. They're contaminated. Yes, we did have the SV40 virus. We knew it was there. We did nothing about it. They were afraid that people would mistrust the government if we let them know that we inoculated 150 million people or more with a carcinogenic contaminated, thing. And so what's wrong with it is that it's introducing germs. Would you, if you knew E. coli was on a strawberry, or if you knew that salmonella was on a piece of lettuce or whatever, would you lick it? Would you eat it? I mean, if you knew that the vaccine has live flu viruses in it from pigs and chickens, would you let that be injected into your body? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. You wouldn't. If you had germs on your hands, you'd wash your hands. You're going to bypass the gut and the whole system and inject those germs into your arm, into your veins? Is it fear? Is it propaganda? Why would anybody? I've always been against vaccines. 40 years now as a doctor.
Well, the thing is, they're going to tell us, but this is an altered flu virus. This is a attenuated virus, so it's not going to give you the illness. What do you say to that?
Not true. It may not cause the outright standard flu because its mechanism is different. It's a stealth infection. So what it does is it suppresses the immune system. You don't get the fever. You get infected tissues. There's about a 10 times increased risk of Alzheimer's disease and dementia in repeat flu vaccine patients. That's 1,000% increase. So what it's causing infection, but in a different way. It's attacking the brain, the central nervous system. It causes pericarditis. It attacks the thyroid. It's like the regular vaccines. We know vaccines cause autism, but those kids don't get a fever that often. Some of them do. They get the vaccine, they get a fever, they fight it. Most of them don't, but they end up with autism. They end up with infections in the small intestine by the viruses. Or, according to the Journal of Pediatrics, we're just quoting the standard literature. When a child comes up with arthritis, when a child has juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, 40% of the cases are from vaccines. When a child develops juvenile diabetes these days, 50% of the cases are from vaccines. When a child develops leukemia, 80 to 90% are from vaccines. So it's a lot different than like a fever. You don't get the fever from
all the thought, Chuck. Hold that thought. I guess Dr. Chuck Ingram will be back in just a moment here. And welcome your calls, 877-254-75.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices. You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife Danny and I would like to invite you to join us at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation for Amikra HaKodesh, a holy convocation, every Saturday, Shabbat, at 1 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. We'll be having praise and worship, fellowship, midrash teaching and study time, followed by an oneg. Check out our website at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. That's voiceofmanywaters.org. Or call us at 1-303-522-3562. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
Well, Dr. Stan here at American Peace Network. Our guest is going, Dr. Chuck Ingram. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. If you have a question, but certainly the vast majority of doctors are going to support vaccination. And if you are a physician today and you don't go along with it, they'll go after your medical license.
They'll go after the license, they'll castigate you, they'll ostracize you, they'll go after your license. And a lot of times this is done surreptitiously by the drug companies. They'll take a PI and they'll send them in posed as a patient, and they'll file a complaint with the board of examiners. This is the kind of criminal. This is the kind of thing that crushed alternative medicines. Well, they weren't alternative at the time, but you know, back to these vaccines. We're quoting the orthodox sources. I'm trying to help people on your show get enlightened so they can make a choice. MD Anderson. This was exposed by me when I wrote the book, The Cause for Cancer Revealed, Vaccine-Induced Cancer. MD Anderson did a follow-up, and they looked at all their files. Like you mentioned, the polio vaccine, which is contaminated, and the government hid that. They looked at their files for lymphoma, and they determined from the old slides that 60% of the cases of lymphoma, a dreadful disease, are due to vaccine virus. 6 out of 10. By looking at the slides, and this is that the contamination in the polio vaccine years and years ago, it's still causing cancers of the brain, of the lymph nodes. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And let me tell you, the incidence of lymphoma has dropped dramatically in areas where people are not vaccinating their kids as much. Amazing.
And of course, the people who are in this whole vaccine agenda program are furious because people are not getting vaccinated. And more parents realize there's a relationship not only between autism, but this terrible colitis that so many children have. And they're just
this is such
running
a great
to the bathroom
point.
All the time.
The ileitis and the colitis that this causes is huge. In fact,
Chuck, you know, but tell us, let's just stick at least short for a short period of time to the flu vaccine. What about all the claims? What's the truth about the influenza vaccine?
This year in Minnesota, I was on the air because they had 23 deaths, and most of them have been traced to vaccine. These are people 14 years of age and so on. One 14-year-old got the vaccine in August and dropped dead within a month, and they know it's from the vaccine. In Italy and in France, they recalled vaccine, and in Canada, for floating plaques of viruses. It's contaminated, and it's the reason for the fatalities this year, more than anything.
But they will not allow this information in the media, and if they do mention it at all, they immediately brand it as conspiracy and irresponsible, and how important vaccines are, which simply reflects the fact that the media is all controlled. Unfortunately, the doctors are never allowed to hear this sort of thing. I go to medical meetings on a regular basis, just to hear how they're giving false information to the doctors.
Well, this is true. Remember the Gardasil vaccine, how they pushed that? It's a genetically engineered pathogen, and it causes sterility in the children and even can cause HPV. And they were using all kinds of emotional manipulation to get... They called it their big gun for... When Merck lost all that money with Vioxx, they got it all back with Gardasil. It's just... It's unconscionable. The Vioxx research, for example, was done by a guy by the name of Rosen. He never did the studies. When they do the vaccine research, the vaccines are so fatal, so damaging, they do it offshore. So I don't know. I just suggest that people, before you go get a flu vaccine this year, ask questions. Ask your doctor if they know what's in it. Find out what's being injected in your mother, your grandmother, whatever, your children.
Well, I have a little form on my website. It simply seems a vaccine form, and it simply is for the doctor to sign. It simply says, I have read the information, all the information on this vaccine, and I know that there have been some reported problems, and I personally will accept full response. I know that the drug companies cannot be sued, so I personally accept full responsibility for any damage that develops results from this vaccine. I will personally compensate the person who takes the vaccine in my direction. I sign it. I have it notarized. And of course, no doctor in his right mind would sign that. Of course.
No way. You're indemnifying. That's the perfect form to take in when the nurse or the doctor is pushing you to vaccine your children, vaccinate your loved ones. And you can also do the First Amendment, the Deuteronomy. You can also do the Bible and the Quran, which says no blood products shall be put in, basically. You can, even as a nurse and a health practitioner, if you check into this very carefully and produce a legal document, and when the office staff attempts to force you to vaccinate, tell them to sign Dr. Monti's document first. Create a stir. Don't let them push you around. Do it with a group. Take 10, 20 nurses and say, we want you to sign this. If you do, we'll get vaccinated. But now back to the other issue, the home cures. The best home cure for the flu virus is the thing that's mentioned in the old scriptures, which is the oregano, oil of oregano. It will destroy the flu virus, and it acts as an immune potentiator simultaneously. Raw honey is another one. Garlic and onions. You don't need the shot. There's many things you could be doing.
Well, we actually have a pill. I know you carry similar things. We have something called Alibiotic, and what does it have? Garlic, oil of oregano, and oil of elderberry. These are old-time things that you people have known for centuries will tend to prevent you from getting the flu. And we call it, it's called Alibiotics, put out by a company, but it is those same things that Chuck is talking about, oil of oregano, garlic, oil of elderberry. These things, you boost your immune system, and you don't come down with the diseases, or if you do, it'll be a very mild case. And so many of the people I know have come down with this influenza, and because I take this Alibiotic on a regular basis and high dose.
You're not going to get sick.
D. And I think vitamin D is extremely important. And basically, the doctor will tell you you need 400 units a day. That's what they tell you. You need 10,000 units a day. How do you feel about that, Chuck?
Well, I mean, definitely the garlic and the onion, the raw honey, elderberry is an ancient remedy. All of this is not only curative. You can take it aggressively when you have the flu. I'll give you a protocol if you do have a flu or cold right now. But you're right. If you take this stuff preventively, if you use a lot more onion in your food as well, if you're eating the raw honey, if you're taking a formula like Alibiotic, I'll give you a couple options as well, you're not going to get the flu. That's a definite. But if you do get the flu, you have to take it more aggressively. You have to take something like the oil of wild oregano, the P73, or this biotic product, every hour. And the beauty of it is, it's just food. Elderberry is a food. Birds eat it. Garlic and onion, oregano. So if you want to take it every 5 minutes to blow the thing out, our work was done on the oil of oregano, in which we infected cell cultures with the human influenza A virus. So we had trillions of viruses in the medium. We just added like 1 in 1,000, 1 in 500 dilution of the oil of oregano, and it rendered the solution sterile. It got inside the cells and killed all the viruses.
No, I didn't know that. I wasn't aware of that study, but that's fascinating.
I mean, and if you kept a little bit of oil of oregano inside the culture medium, the virus refused to regrow. That's why I was saying that if you take it regularly, if you take alibiotic, take the oregano P73 daily, how are you going to get sick? Stuff's in your tissues. So we even did it on bird flu. You know, all the hype on bird flu. It's coming to get us, you know. And it took more. It took 25 times more of the wild oregano oil using the super strength of the Oregares, which is extremely effective. But it still murdered the H8N8 or whatever. Yeah.
Well, you know, the most amazing thing is this. The bird flu is a very lethal disease for birds. But it's very, very hard to spread from person to person. Get into people. Why the mortality rate is frightening. But certainly it's very hard to infect people. But our government has spent millions of dollars trying to find out how to make that more communicable so it would spread more readily from person to person. And then, of course, when they came up with the results on that, they said, well, should we publish this? And they had this long argument, should we suppress the information and censor things, or should we publish this? Shouldn't you publish scientific material? And they had this long dissertation, and nobody ever asked, why would the American government spend millions of dollars to find how to make a lethal disease more communicable among human beings? Nobody ever asked that question.
I know. I mean, you have to drink cold duck blood soup or be at a chicken fight to get this thing, basically. And yet they spent those gazillions. But they're giving us a kind of a bird flu, aren't they? Because what they do with flu vaccine is you take an egg of a chicken, right? And you inoculate that with snout virus of Guangdong pig. Honest to God, they actually go send their agents to Guangdong or Fiji and find a pig and you know, because pigs are the source of a brewery of the epidemic, and they bring the swab back to the States. They make a chimeric virus by growing it in the chicken egg, which they harvest and then turn into a vaccine, adding a little mercury soup and a little formaldehyde sauce and a little aspartame. I mean, and that's what they're injecting now. Now, no wonder that 14-year-old and 23 others dropped dead. It was like the 1918 all over again up there in Minnesota.
Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. We'd like to know what you think. Did you take the vaccine? Did your doctor tell you to take it? Do you work in a medical facility? Were you forced to take it? And, of course, I know in my local hospital why. Our supporters are all wearing masks. They're required to wear a mask. And they've just said, we're not going to take it. And, well, at least they weren't fired. They wear their masks. But, of course, it's totally ridiculous.
You know why they don't take it a lot of times, doctors, that they've seen people get deathly ill from it?
Well, they listen to our programs. That's why.
Yeah, of course.
Here, we have a fair number of people. And the people who do this, but most people, most nurses are afraid not to take it. And most people don't have the courage to stand up and say, this is wrong, this is dangerous, and this is the information. Chuck, tell people how they can get in touch with you and get the treatise. You've written a very interesting treatise on the flu vaccine. I've read it. It's certainly 100% accurate. How can people get in touch
with you? They should, first of all, call 1-800-243-5242 and ask them for a copy of their scientific study on these viruses. They're not making the claim. I'm making the statement, but they do have the study. And then if you want the books, really the best thing is to get the books, which is The Cause for Cancer Revealed, and also Natural Cures for Killer Germs. That's where I cover the vaccine issues. That's at 1-800-295, two different numbers, sorry, 1-800-295-3737 for the books, and then the other number, 243-5242.
Well, it sounds like a fascinating, fascinating book, because and most people find it so difficult to believe that actually vaccines could promote cancer. Is that really true?
Yeah, they do. What they do is that these are cancer-causing viruses. A lot of them are contaminants. They take the oncogene from no to yes. The virus then thrives on the tumorous tissue in the, you know, over a 15 or 20 year period or 5 year period. Sometimes you develop a tumor. They know, Michelle Carbone from Loyola University has studied these brain tumors and the bone and sarcoma tumors, and they've looked at them in great detail, and they find the vaccine virus on the oncogene area initiating the carcinoma. And some of these tumors are teeming with billions and billions of vaccine viruses. So if you go back and look at your files and you realize that your child developed a cancer at 7 or 10 or 12, you're going to find it was vaccines in most cases.
And
but adults, too.
Other thing is that vaccines alter your immune response. And, of course, if you have a cancer, ordinarily God created our bodies so we would have an immune response and our immune system would kill the cells. You alter that immune
vaccines
response.
Scuttle the immune system, actually.
Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a highly important issue.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Chuck Ingram, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. Who do we have on the line?
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. This is John from Northern Colorado. I'd like to make 2 points here. Yeah, about a week ago, I had the flu, and I overcame it by taking supplements high in antioxidant properties like glutathione, vitamin D3, and so on. Also, I took this remedy it's called Heart and Body Extract. These are
got the garlic and cayenne, yeah.
Yeah, and lemons and limes.
Lots of lemons and limes.
High in vitamin C, and if you look on the web and do research, you'll find that these fruits are anti-carcinogenic fruits.
You're absolutely
And I did overcome the flu. But the thing is,
long before we had modern medicine, people knew how to use herbs and these various things. The raw honey, these things were well known 100 years ago, and they've been totally blacked out. Well, I'm glad you're doing well. Anything else you wanted to say?
Yes. My main point for to call is, besides that, I know I've known people that are freezing those lemons and limes and using a raspberry tool to grate what they want out of the whole fruit. They're eating the whole fruit.
Yeah, that's where the limonene is, and that's a germicide. You know that because of the citrus cleaners and stuff.
Right. Now, the main point, the reason why I call is I like to make a request to both of you doctors to encourage doctors that you know that are still practicing medicine. I know that they're starting to close their businesses because of what's coming down with this Obamacare.
Yeah.
But instead of closing their businesses, change their practice from pharmaceutical medicine practice to homeopathy and herbal alternative solution types of practice.
We need a very fine brain, mister. That's all I can say. If that could create a revolution right there, because they could just charge for their services without insurance.
Okay,
right, exactly.
I agree with you. Thanks very much. Appreciate your call.
Bye-bye.
And basically, of course, medicine is changing. And ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to learn to have to look after yourself. They're going to ration care to the elderly because they want to kill them off. There is no way that this system is going to work. In fact, in 20 years, almost all the money that comes in through taxation will go to finance Medicare and the Obamacare. And there'll be nothing for Social Security or for food stamps or anything else. You'll have Obamacare and the interest on the massive national debt.
Take the Oreganol P73 and similar remedies daily so you don't get sick. That's what I do. And then, like you said, they're already killing people. They're morphining them to death like mad right now, whenever they can.
Well, that's in the hospices. And ladies and gentlemen, hospices are centers for euthanasia. It's going on today. We call it compassionate care. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not compassionate care. It's getting rid of the elderly because it's a lot cheaper. But we can't let the average American understand how this all fits together. They know what they're doing. They just don't want either the doctors or the public to know. Well, certainly, I'm fascinated by your book on cancer.
I'm going to send you a copy of that and some of these home cures. And I'm hoping maybe you can offer to the public that oregacillin, that you're a physician, because that's the most aggressive thing for tough cases of flu that there is.
Well, tell us a little bit, what is this? Is this a product, something you put out, or what?
Yeah, it's a product that is a desiccated oil of oregano, cumin, sage, and what else, cinnamon. It just obliterates this garbage. I'm not trying to make a claim for a company. I just know personally that if it's a tough case, you take that, and it shuts down all of the, you know, all of the danger of these flus.
Okay, well, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. If you're out there in the audience and you have a question or comment on this, we need regular medicine. Certainly, surgery is wonderful. I have two artificial hips in. I don't even know I have it, but. And I've seen the miraculous things that can happen when I was doing surgery and taking people who are totally crippled and making them functional again. But, unfortunately, most of that for the elderly is going to be simply not available under Obamacare. But remember, Obama is simply doing what he is told by the people who put him in office. He is a puppet for the powers that be, who really do intend to eliminate the elderly, except, of course, when they get elderly, and then the David Rockefellers and the others will have unlimited access to medical care. So basically, of course, what happens when you get your message out about the about how the flu vaccine, the other vaccines are harmful? Do you think that the average American is beginning to understand?
Yeah, they are, it seems. People are quite receptive. They tell stories about how my grandmother or whoever never got so sick, or I never got so sick when I took that flu shot. And so the word seems, and then people are definitely associated that, no, my child had behavioral disorders directly post-vaccination, autism directly post. The diabetes came on suddenly after the vaccine. The Hashimoto's, the thyroiditis. But if you just think about it, people, how sick you were as a kid and how many antibiotics you took because of those vaccines and how healthy this country was pre-vaccination in terms of the stock of the people, their power and their strength. We had infant mortality from hygiene issues. But yeah, it's being received very well, and especially the cancer connection, which is unrefutable. It's not just cancer, though. Cancer, diabetes, juvenile arthritis, juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, asthma, Hashimoto's, pericarditis, lymphoma, leukemia, brain tumors, all directly caused by vaccination. Who would want to take anything like that if those are the risks? What for?
Well, we've got somebody on the line. Who's calling in?
Hi, this is Dwight.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, this is Dwight from Northern Colorado, and I just wanted to call about the flu vaccine, your requirement with the nurses and medical people. I know the state of Colorado is trying to get 80 or 90% compliance, and healthcare workers by, I think, 2014 or 15. And so what are the nurses supposed to do?
It's completely tyrannical, you're right. They should take that form that Dr. Monteith has. They should draw up their own form based on religious First Amendment-type things. They can quote Deuteronomy. There's a quote also from the Quran. They can take some and get an attorney involved and get a group of nurses involved and put a fight up against these tyrants. This is the drug companies imposing their will through the hospital apparatus, just like the Ritalin companies impose their will with cash bribes through the school system. Only you, the people, can fight back. And that can happen. But you have to gather together all your forces and go after them.
And the thing is, the last thing that they want is for the public to understand that there are the cost-benefit ratio of the benefit and the danger of being harmed. You so much more danger of being harmed than of getting the disease. We're going to be back in just a moment. 877-254-7524. The risk-benefit ratio. The risk-benefit ratio.
What? Good, clean, delicious water that's alkaline high pH that I can make in my own home? And I don't have to carry in all those heavy bottles or case of water. You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. With a Kangen water machine at your fingertips, you and your family can have clean, delicious, ionized, alkaline high pH Kangen water. And so much more. Change your water, change your life. Call Rebecca Starnes at 720-209-9017. Again, 720-209-9017.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Our friends at Brush Housing Authority remind us that aging persons are especially susceptible during the winter months. Let's keep a special eye out for them during these cold days and nights, making sure their furnaces work correctly and that they have enough groceries and water. An occasional helping hand with snow shoveling can also keep an elderly person from a heart attack or breathing problems. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority, wishing everyone a safe, happy, healthy winter season.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and let's see, when I was going to medical school, the years before that, we had poliomyelitis. Polio was a terrible disease, and if you saw the people with their horribly deformed backs or other arms and legs withered from this virus, it was a terrible condition. I never saw polio when I practiced medicine because it had been eliminated by the polio vaccine, and you say, well, wasn't that great? And it really was great. But there was one problem. There was a cancer virus in there, and today 30 million Americans are infected with that cancer virus, and it wasn't that it was an accident. They knew it was there. Dr. Hillerman of Merck told them it was there, and of course recommended they stop giving the vaccine. I think Merck did stop, but most of the others did. And the FDA did not require them to stop when they knew the cancer virus was there, and 30 million Americans are actually contaminated. We actually carry a book. It was actually put out by the government. It's called Health Century. They use copies, and you can read the story of the polio vaccine and how there was a cancer virus, the simian virus 40 in it, and they knew it. So basically what that says to me, you can't trust them, and you can't. You don't know what's in that vaccine. There may be nothing there but a little mercury, a little aspartame, a little formaldehyde, all these things that can destroy your immune system. But, of course, some of the vaccines have cut back on the disease. It's altered the structure of the disease. But what is the risk-benefit ratio? And the risk-benefit ratio says, don't take the vaccines, number one, because you can't trust them, and two, they alter your immune system and your immune response, and three, of course, it can destroy your immune response and predispose you to cancer and autism and the ileitis. You can't really afford this if you love your children. Certainly, remember, it was 80 years ago, 100 years ago, one person in 80 got cancer. Today, one in two men, one in three women. And when you ask, why is that? They say, we don't know, but we can guarantee it isn't the vaccines. What do you say when they say that, Chuck?
Well, the vaccines are carcinogenic. It's more of a chronic disease model that we have to worry about with vaccines. There are people who die of sudden shock. There are elderly people who get very sick, get pneumonia, and recover or die. But the big concern I have is that nobody knows about the chronic debilitating consequences, and I'm not willing to have that put in my children or grandchildren. By the way, just on a side, I tried to convince my first grandchild was there, my daughter, not to vaccinate her. I tried and tried and tried. She went ahead and did it, and the child quit breathing. She went into complete apnea. She was not breathing for quite a few seconds, and she did develop a little problem, and she has recovered. So you can die from vaccines, and you can get chronically ill from them. Not a very good situation.
Well, who do we have calling in?
This is Gene from Northern Colorado.
Hi, good to have you with us, Gene. Do you have a question or comment?
I have two questions. Your guest mentioned Oreganol T73 and Oregacillin. I'd like to know where one could get these products. And the other thing, would they be effective on a cancer that a person already has if it was virus introduced?
I had a case of a person who's writing a book about my work because she had a breast cancer, and she took precisely those things, plus the juice of oregano. It eradicated her known, published, proven carcinoma. There are many other cases in the prostate and elsewhere. And so I would say, although I'm not going to try to make a claim for the company, from my point of view, yes. If you If you use the oregano to wipe out the viruses, the molds, the fungi, yes. And that would be the juice, the oil, and the public version of that is Oregarest. Oregacillin is the doctor version. So juice, Oregarest, oil of oregano, I would definitely, you know.
Where can a person...
And how do you get them? I don't know. There's AmericanWildFoods.com, MyNaturalMarket.com, the health food stores, and you know, all that.
One other thing, you mentioned taking wild honey. It would seem to me there's a bit of a paradox. I've always heard that sugar feeds, or sugar will feed an infection, or it will reduce the immune response, but you're taking sugar with the wild honey.
Yeah, wild honey's quite a bit different, isn't it? This is the honey they don't feed the bees sugar. It's kind of a rare honey. It's, you know, it's a village, mountain, or remote honey. So that's like a medicinal with pollen, with propolis, with natural germicides in it, and it's an immune tonic. But yeah, I mean, if you have a fungus problem, then in that case, maybe no honey at all, but not as a rule. Honey, the longest lived people are the beekeepers as a profession. There is a medicine in honey. Just depends on your situation. Yeah.
I know a lady who is the wife of a doctor who intentionally gets stung by a honeybee at least 3 times a year because she feels that the venom from the sting boosts her immune system.
Well, she's probably right. You know, does a bee ever die of a flu? I mean, other than this new problem where they're eating genetically engineered food, but normally 50,000 of them are in a hive, right? And propolis is a germicide. There's all kinds of things we could simply do that are historical to prevent us from getting sick. With Obamacare, it's very important. So check out the North American Herb and Spice Company. They make the best natural medicines. I think they're at oregano.com or whatever. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Sure.
Okay, well, we're just about at the end of the hour. Once again, Chuck, do you want to go ahead and get your website out so people can get in touch with you?
Yeah, they're going to want my books, maybe. And it's mynaturalmarket.com. It's not my website. AmericanWildFoods.com. Both of them carry my books, AmericanWildFoods.com, mynaturalmarket.com. I use honey. I use the garlic and onion. I use the wild oregano. I take a ton of these North American herb and spice supplements because they really do have a lot of wild, remote stuff. I got to do it. You and I don't have time for this. We're busy guys. So stay healthy, everybody.
Okay, God bless. I guess it's been Dr. Chuck Ingram. And certainly talking about this great scam. They're trying to frighten everybody into taking the vaccines. Don't do it, ladies and gentlemen. You can't trust them. The risk-benefit ratio is all about risk and very little benefit. Yes, we've had some miraculous things happen with the vaccines and some terrible things. And certainly polio, doing away with polio, one of the greatest accomplishments of mankind. Too bad we contaminated 30 million Americans with the cancer virus and they're dying from that. We'll be back in a moment. Bye-bye, Chuck. Thanks so much.
You bet.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com. radiatorshop.com or call 303-373-1188. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783.
Well, Dr. Man, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, you can call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, or if you prefer, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. But if you're not in a position to help us, why, we do hope that you'll pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because this is a spiritual battle. And behind everything going on, from a medical or political or ideological battle of point of view, are powerful spiritual forces. And unless you understand that the major function of our enemies is to destroy Christianity, to destroy belief in the God of the Bible, and then so much of what's going on doesn't make sense. You don't understand this idea of separation of church and state, or taking God and prayer out of our Bibles, when out of our schools, when, of course, we'd always had a moral-based society for almost 200 years. We had teaching when I went to school, why they had prayer, and we had Christmas pageants, and we talked about that, we read from the Bible. They don't allow that anymore. Why? It has nothing to do with separation of church and state. It has to do with the fact that there's a conspiracy against Christianity. Now, it's all right today to teach the Muslim faith in schools, to have the kids read from the Quran and dress up with turbans on, but don't you dare mention that God created the heaven and the earth. They teach evolution. They will not allow creation to be mentioned. There's a conspiracy against God, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what it's all about. So if you can't certainly afford to help us, at least pray for my ministry, for our provision and protection. If you're in a position to get a case of our books, Brotherhood of Darkness, remember, this book will change people's lives. It has, at least with some of the people I've talked to, had a profound impact on them because it connects the dots that nobody else does. So you can, of course, buy my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and you should buy it and read it. But if you agree with the thesis, we hope that you'll get a case of the book. You can get them for less than $2.40 each if you get a case. And if you get the case, why, we'll throw in a free CD or free four CD set, a free DVD. And, of course, that'll help you defray the cost of shipping. Cost you $150 for the case of the books. You can give them away. You can sell them for whatever you'd like. Or you can lend them out, but you can change people's lives. And so we're about a quarter of the way, a little over a quarter of the way towards getting the book republished. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to know about vaccines, we have a four-tape set on vaccines. Well, we have a talk I did. It's on DVD. It's called The Specter Haunting America. The specter haunting America goes into the back. What vaccines do, they artificially infect you and get an immune response. But once they turn on the immune system artificially, you miss the first normal step of the immune response. And then, of course, when it comes to turning off the immune response, sometimes it doesn't turn off, and you end up with an autoimmune disease. You are tampering with something, and you never know how this is going to influence you for the rest of your life. So my talk, The Specter Haunting America, we recommend it to you. We think it's important. My talk on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan, is important. Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. You can hear our programs there, radio programs
24 hours a day. Please pray for America.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility.